It's okay, you know. I don't mind. It's been a long day in the car already. It's going to be a long night, too. You're not driving. I am. I see your eyes getting heavy. I hear you getting quieter and quieter. It's okay, you know. You can rest if you want to. Tell you what. You can even go to sleep if you'd like. Don't you worry about me. I've got plenty to occupy myself with. I've got podcasts and audiobooks and other things. Besides, I want you to take over for me in the morning. We'll only have an hour or so to go, and I want to be able to switch, so you really do need to rest. It's okay for you to sleep now. I know sometimes it's hard for you to drift off and really rest in the car, but I don't know. I kind of like it. It's so cozy, you know? It's so peaceful. You can just snuggle into your seat and get as comfy as you want. And just relax. Let the white noise take you. Let the hum of the road take you. Even the rhythmic flash of the street lights, it's soothing. There's nothing for you to do, you know? Not when you're in the passenger seat. Not when you're riding and your driver knows where they're going and what they're doing and you know that you're safe. You know that you'll get where you want to go. There's this complete letting go that happens when you're just resting in the front seat of my car, because there's no work here. There's no responsibilities here. There's no housework, no chores, nothing to tend to. And even if there is, you can't do anything about anything. Not from in here. There's just this peaceful ability to completely let go of all your responsibilities. When we stop the car, when we get out, they'll be right where you left them, waiting for you. Everything will be fine. But for now it's okay to let go. To just be. To let yourself rest. To let yourself drift. To let yourself sleep. I'm driving. You can just rest and enjoy it. Relax and let go. No responsibilities. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Just you and me, all cozy in the car. Just you and me, right here, right now, as you drift, as you relax. As you feel yourself starting to fall deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. And before you know it, you're just so fast asleep, my passenger, as I drive us into the dark, as I navigate and pilot. And you sleep for me, there in the passenger seat. Yes, that's it. Just like that. It feels good. Talking to you while you're sleeping. I love it so much. I love thinking about the way that my voice is reaching down deep into your brain, into that soft, dark, sweet little place where your subconscious lives. I like playing around with that sweet little bit of your already sweet mind. I love the thought that you're sleeping so peacefully and I can talk to you and play with you a little bit in a way that we don't get to play when you're awake. I love the idea that I can give you these sexy, tasty, dirty little dreams in the passenger seat. You know, right before we stop, right before we get where we're going, it's going to be just before dawn. And there is this really fabulous scenic turnout. And I know it'll be empty. It always is. We're a little bit off the beaten path already, and only getting further and further out for now. I keep thinking about how good it would be to gently wake you and pull you out of the car and look at the stars. Look at the sun just beginning to rise. Leave the headlights on, the radio on. Sit on the hood and stare out into the night as it slowly brightens, lighter and lighter, and just gently push you to the ground between my legs. Lift up my skirt and make you beg for me. Make you plead for me. I love the way you sound when you're begging to please me. I love the way you sound when you're so breathless and wanting that the only words you can get out are please. Please, please. You like it too, I know. You should do it more. Because the way it feels when I wriggle my skirt up and look down at you when you beg, the way you feel like everything is right in the world when you have my full, complete attention, when you are mine. And that is the only thing in the whole world that matters. Those moments are precious and sweet. And I want as many of those as I can have. And I know you do too. And when you start to show me how much you love being allowed to worship my body, when I feel your lips soft and warm tracing up my leg, moving towards my wetness. Oh. I can feel you hold your breath. Can feel you gasp when I grab the back of your head. I love the way you look up at me when I'm using your mouth. When I'm taking my pleasure from you. You love it too. I know you do. I can tell by how hot you are. I can tell by the look in your eyes when you look up at me. When I come all over your face, all over your mouth. Drenching you, soaking you, getting everywhere. And when I pull you up to face me, when I pull you up and look in your eyes, and you lick your lips because you want every last drop of me. Oh, that moment just spins on and on and on with my hand on the back of your neck, firm, capable, and you, slutty and horny and hot, so proud, so happy to be used the way you're meant to be used, and so eager for a treat, so eager for a touch. And when I get off the hood and push you onto it, when I take your hands and put them firmly against the hood, tell you to lay there on your back, tell you that your hands better not come off that hood, or else. You know that you'd better do as I say. Even though it's starting to get brighter, even though you know we're out here and theoretically anyone could come up on us, and you there in such a compromising position. But none of that matters when I slide my hand right down your chest until I'm cradling everything that's hot and throbbing, everything that's aching for my touch, and you're whimpering and you're begging and you're just pleading again, just the way I love. And of course you've been so good. Of course. You're so good for me. Such a good pet, you always are. Of course you deserve a treat. Of course you deserve a reward. And then my teeth are on your neck and your lips, and I'm touching you, rubbing you, stroking you, getting you close while I hurt you, bite you, claw at you with my other hand. Continually bringing your chin back, continually telling you to open your eyes and look into mine, making you face me while you moan, while you tremble. You don't get to hide anything from me, not even this, especially not this. And when I ask you if you're ready to come, when you say yes and begin to plead for permission, of course, that's when I grab you by the throat, when I lean into your ear and whisper, come for me. Come hard for me. Yes, that's it. That's right. Such a good pet. Such a good toy. Yes, come hard for me. You worked so hard. You earned it. Show me how much you love this pet. Show me. Yes, that's it. That's right. just like that. It's so good, and it's everything, and it's wonderful, powerful, primal connection. And when we climb back in the car, you almost wonder if you were just dreaming. And of course, you hear me, don't you? Even in your hazy, sleepy state, as you're drifting, just like you are now. The line between dream and reality is so thin that it almost doesn't matter, does it? Not when you feel this good. Besides, it's time to wake up now. It's time to come back to me now. It's time to wake up. There's this scenic turnout up ahead, and I want to stop with you before the sun rises.